Amtech Auto Limited and Sequoia's debt resolution process has hit another hurdle as U.S. hedge fund Deccan Value Investors, which received court approval to take over the company 2 months ago, is looking to either tweak or even scrap the deal. The National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, had approved and NBSP, DVI and Sequoia's offer of 2,700 crore, $359 million then, for Amtech Auto in July. The NCLT had then asked DVI to pay a bank guarantee and seek antitrust approval within a fortnight. DVI subsequently moved the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal and the Supreme Court to seek certain clarifications on the NCLT order. Now, it has invoked the annulled quo, force majeure and requo clause, citing the ongoing coronavirus pandemic led that damped industrial activity and worsened Amtech Auto and Sequoia's performance, Business Standard reported. The report said DVI confirmed that it had invoked force majeure on the grounds that the pandemic had severely impacted the auto sector and Amtech Auto, and LTCO, rendering DVI and Sequoia's commercial assumptions for the company redundant and RQO. According to the report, a force majeure clause is generally not agreed upon under bankruptcy cases. But it was signed by Amtech and Sequoia's Committee of Creditors, led by IDB Bank, in January as the pandemic had hit China by then. Last month, citing people at IDN and Sequoia identified, the Economic Times had reported that DVI IDN and Sequoia meet the NCLT and Sequoia's payment deadline and that it was looking to and LTCO, wriggle out and RQO, of the deal. DVI couldn't and Sequoia be reached for comment for this article. Amtech and Sequoia's resolution professional, Dinkarti Venkatsubramanian, declined to comment, saying only that the matter was pending before the Supreme Court and then CLA. Amtech Auto is one of the longest-running cases under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC. The company was dragged to the NCLT by Corporation Bank and its insolvency resolution process started on July 24, 2017. The auto parts maker was one of the 12 large corporate defaulters that the Reserve Bank of India had identified in June 2017 for insolvency proceedings. It owed its financial and operational creditors about 12,800 crore. In March 2018, the UK-based metals group Liberty House emerged as the highest bidder for Amtech. Besides Liberty, Amtech also attracted a bid from DVI. Liberty House later failed to meet its payment obligations. This prompted the company and Sequoia's lenders to start a fresh bidding process. DVI emerged as the winning bidder in February this year. DVI offered to pay Amtech and Sequoia's creditors around 450 crore in cash up front. It would pay the balance amount through future receivables that assumed recovery from tax refunds, sale of non-core real estate and other assets of the company. It had also offered 300 crore from optionally convertible debentures payable over 7 years.